Fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart.
Once upon a time, there lived two little yellow ducks. Their names were Phil and Bert. That is to say, Phil was named Phyllis and Bert was named Bertram. But for all practical purposes, they were nicknamed Phil and Bert. The two little yellow ducks lived with their mother on a shiny blue pond at the edge of the enchanted wood. And every morning when they awoke, they would shake their little tails and quack, "May we go into the enchanted wood today?" Their mother usually answered, "No, my dears, I have work for you to do." But on this particular morning, she said, "Yes, you may go into the enchanted wood if you promise not to get into mischief." The two little yellow ducks promised their mother they would not get into mischief. They quacked with glee and they waddled away. They waddled into the enchanted wood. They listened to every bird song. They sniffed every posy. They laughed with every waterfall. Phil and Bert frisked and frolicked about. Soon they came to Lemonade Lake. Oh, it was pink, and it was beautiful. The ducks looked into it.
"I can see two little ducks," laughed Phil. "Yes," said Bert, "me and you. But I can also see a marshmallow house, and its fence is made of candy canes. Look!"
Reflected before them was the dearest little house you ever saw. Bert wanted to eat it. He jumped into the pink lemonade lake, and the marshmallow house disappeared.
"Where'd it go?" asked Bert.
Phil laughed and laughed.
"There's no marshmallow house in the lake, Bert. What you saw was a reflection. You cannot eat reflections. The real little house is on top of Buttercup Hill, see?"
Phil and Bert scampered up Buttercup Hill, and they found the fence made of candy canes, and they found the little marshmallow house.
"Oh, let's go inside," said Bert.
But printed on the door, in great big red letters, were these words, "Warning, do not open this door."
"Very well," said Phil, "let's be on our way. We promised our mother we would not get into mischief."
And she scooted around the house. But Bert didn't scoot around the house. He wondered why he couldn't open the door. He looked through the window. He couldn't see anything. He listened at the door. He couldn't hear anything.
"I'll open it just a tiny bit."
And he did. Whoosh! The March wind came rushing out. It picked Bert up and whirled him around and around and carried him over Buttercup Hill, tossed him over Lemonade Lake, and took him out of the enchanted wood. It blew him over housetops and treetops, and it even blew him across the ocean. Then, plop! Bert landed on a grassy slope. He rolled end over end, and when he stopped rolling, he was in the middle of a shamrock patch. Bert shook his head. He blinked his eyes. He didn't know where he was. And he couldn't see Phil, so he felt lonesome. Bert looked around him. He saw a sprite of a man no taller than a daffodil. The sprite was dancing a hippity-hop jig.
"Hello,"
called Bert. The sprite stopped his dancing. He spread his wee wings and flew over to Bert. Then he brushed off the toes of his turned-up boots, and he straightened his bright green suit, and he winked merrily, and he asked,
"Sure, and who on the Emerald Isle are you?" "I'm Bert Duck, and I have a little sister, Phil Duck. I want to get back to her. You see, I left in such a hurry, I didn't have time to say goodbye. Who are you?"
"'Tis a bit o' a hint I'll be giving ye. I'm a magic leprechaun, an Irish as a shamrock."
"Oh, are you one of the O'Reilly clan?"
quacked Bert.
You'd best guess again. This leprechaun is not an O'Reilly." "Then are you an O'Neill or an O'Mallory?"
"Whist with ye, Bert Duck. 'Tis not by the name of O'Reilly or O'Neill or O'Mallory this leprechaun is known."
"Then what is your name?"
"Oh, promise me."
"Oh, promise me?" asked Bert.
Sure, as there's an eye in Ireland, oh, promise me is my name. 'Tis the pleasure I'm having of being in charge of promises that come out of the heart. No matter how wee or how great the promise, this leprechaun always fulfills it, providing it is made not to be broken. Bert thought a moment.
You couldn't be in charge of wishes as well as promises, could you? Now what is it that's going through your round little head? Well, I did a naughty thing. I opened the door of a marshmallow house when the sign on it told me not to.
Sure, and you didn't do that, did you?
I'm sorry, oh, promise me, but I did. And the March wind came rushing out, and it blew me all the way to your Emerald Isle. And I'm worried about Phil. She doesn't know where I am.
So, 'tis a wish you want to be making to be back with Phil?
Yes.
Ah, faith, little duck, you're touching the strings of my heart. If I take my magic powers and grant you your wish, what promise will you make me in return?
Well, I'll promise you that I'll never disobey warnings again. It was a rough trip over here.
Oh, promise me reached inside his bright green suit. He took out a wee green bag and he handed it to Bert.
Here is a bit of magic gathered from out of the shamrock patch. When I click my boots, it'll take you back to Phil.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Anyone holding the little green bag who is truly unselfish can make any wish of his heart come true.
Oh, promise me then clicked his boots and whisk! Bert was back in the enchanted wood beside Phil. But the enchanted wood was not enchanted anymore. The little birds were not singing, the posies were not nodding, and the waterfalls were not laughing.
"Whatever is the matter?"
asked Bert to Phil.
"Mother Nature put the March wind in the marshmallow house to make warm breezes for spring. When you opened the door, the wind came out too soon. The wind was so cold, it took the happiness from the birds' songs, and it took the gladness from the posies' nodding, and it took the laughter from the waterfalls."
Bert was ashamed. He knew he had been a mischievous, selfish duck. He thought only of himself when he opened the door of the marshmallow house. So quickly, he handed the little green bag of shamrock magic to Phil. He knew she was a good little duck. She was unselfish and could make any wish come true.
"Make a wish for the little birds," Bert said.
Phil did, and the birds began to sing.
"Make a wish for the posies and the waterfalls, too."
Phil did, and the waterfalls began to laugh and the posies began to nod.
"Oh," cried Bert, "the enchanted wood is enchanted once again."
"Yes," said Phil. And she kissed Bert on top of his happy little head. Then Bert ran to the marshmallow house, and proudly he shut the door he had opened.
"Sure, and I'll never be a naughty little duck again," he said.
And you know what? Phil hoped he never would.